Hosts, let's get real. Is your short-term rental truly protected? And no, we're not talking about air cover. That's not your insurance. It's Airbnb's. If you're relying on air cover or a standard homeowner's or landlord policy, you're leaving yourself exposed.
Exactly. Air cover only applies to Airbnb bookings, and you have no control over how claims are handled. You might be thinking, what about my homeowner's or landlord policy? Well, they're not designed for short-term rentals. That means guest-caused damage, lost revenue, even liability claims could come out of your pocket.
But here's the solution: Proper Insurance. They offer one complete policy built specifically for short-term rental owners. It replaces inadequate homeowners or landlord coverage and gives you protection for property, liability, and even revenue loss if your rental is out of commission.
What we love about Proper is that they cover every booking, Airbnb, Vrbo, direct bookings, and even protect you during your personal use or vacancy period. Their expertise in short-term rentals mean they understand the unique risks you face as a host.
Don't wait until something happens to realize that you're not covered. Visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to schedule your free risk assessment today.
Click the link in our show notes or visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to get started. Proper Insurance will review your current policy, point out any gaps, and help you build a plan to protect your property and income.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor. Choosing the right property management system is a big decision. We did our research. There are so many options and features out there, but we've used Hostfully for years, and it's the best fit for our business.
Exactly. Hostfully isn't just a PMS. It is the backbone of how we operate. Managing listings across Airbnb, Vrbo, and Booking.com is seamless, so no double bookings and no stress.
And the custom guidebooks, total game changer. Our guests get everything they need, like check-in details and our favorite restaurant recommendations, before they even have to ask.
Plus, Hostfully integrates with everything: guest screening, payments, and even our in-house damage waiver. It's saved us so much time. And now their new Inbox AI is another time saver. It pulls from our guidebooks, property details, and even the surrounding area to help us respond quickly to guest questions.
TFE listeners get $100 off onboarding with code TFE100 at hostfully.com/TFE. The link's in the show notes, so book your demo today.
Hello, welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Let's start this episode like we do each and every week. That is sharing one of you, our incredible listeners, who's heading on over to strshare.com. Sharing everything you can about your short-term rental so that we can share it on our Instagram account on Sundays, to our email list, here on the podcast. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at Stay at Holly House. Again, that's at Stay at Holly House. This home was designed by today's guests. And so I really want you to go to their Instagram. I want you to take a look at not only Instagram, but also their actual listing. I want you to see these design elements that are woven in specifically for their guest avatar, the specific audience that they've been speaking to, which are bachelorettes. And you are going to see things like a makeup vanity bar, a selfie station with a ring light, a fully stocked coffee bar. You're going to see the outdoor amenities with a mural and the furnishings that are focused on the bachelorette and her wedding party being there. And I want to share with you there is a masterclass here in their photos of A, their bed configurations, the way that they have infused the actual bride and bachelorettes into the listing photos and the way that they're using these elements in the property. So if you need inspiration, please look at their Instagram, look at their listing photos, the setup of the property, and how they are so focused for that specific guest that they want to book their property. Please give them a follow and go back, like dive into all of their posts, dive into their Airbnb listing, and we cannot wait for them to share their design ethos and data-driven design on today's episode. But please go check out their Instagram and their listing ahead of time so you can get a feel for them.
I don't know about you, everyone, but when I listen to a podcast episode and there's a guest on, I already trust the hosts, right? That's why I listen to that podcast. But when they have got guests on, I need to know that these guests know what they're talking about. They need to have their credentials. Is that what I look for?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Credentials. Yeah, you look for all the credentials.
And so that's why I think it's so important that when we talk about design, it's such a subjective topic that honestly, we don't have too many podcast episodes about design because it is subjective until it's not. I guess this is what I want to get to. And that is why we are excited to have Bree and Jordan, the co-founders of SummerLed, on today's episode, because not only is their design not really subjective, it is rooted in data. Bree has a background in marketing. Jordan has a background in interior design, and they have partnered up to bring you SummerLed, which uses market research and data analysis to design short-term rentals that surpass the competition and maximize cash flow. And when they get a new client or when they're talking to a potential client, they also fit in the client's needs, that investor's needs, into the whole design. So if that investor is looking for cash flow, okay, then we go with one decision. If that investor is looking for, hey, it's a buy and hold for a while, as long as it breaks even, or like, depending on what that investor wants, they'll also make decisions with that design. So that's why we are so excited to bring Bree and Jordan on to today's show. They have implemented design strategies for over 500 properties with end results ranging conservatively between 30 and 50% increases in revenue. And we're not just going to be sharing SummerLed and their design services that I think all of us should at least book a consultation call with them, because 2025 is no joke when it comes to making money in the short-term rental industry. These designs are getting next level, everyone. And so if you're not spending a majority of your time prior to opening up the doors of your short-term rental, then I think is so that you don't let the ball drop. You get SummerLed to help you with those designs so that you are making sure that you're taking it to the finish line, and you're going to finish first, right? Like, you're going to maximize the money that you squeeze out of your short-term rental. But we also today have some really cool tips. One tip I think all of us could implement ourselves today. There's a few of them on today's episode, but there's one of them that I think we could all just put on our to-do list for 2025 and take that next level in our short-term rental design. Really excited for Bree and Jordan to share with us what's going on in 2025, what's important in short-term rental designs, and what is falling flat. Jordan, Bree, SummerLed Designs, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having us.
We are so excited to talk all things. This might be our audience's most favorite topic, is design. Whenever we do anything design related, the engagement goes way up. But the cool thing about you ladies is you love the design part, but you're really big on data. So before we get into all that, could you just share with our listeners a little bit about how you two met? Because I think it's a really great story, and how you two bring like these two different skill sets together and just make this amazing business together.
Yeah, no, I love our origin story. And hey, this is our favorite topic to talk about too. So happy that it will resonate with your listeners. Bree and I, we met, let's see, it was about 6 years ago. It was in one of our friend's apartment. It was a mutual friend. We actually got connected because of our husbands. So our husbands were freshmen in the dorms together when they were little 18-year-old kids. And Bree was in that mix as well. Bree and her husband, they had gotten married. I was currently dating my husband a few years later. And that's how we got connected. Bree was pregnant with her first when I met her. A friendship blossomed from that point. And so that's how we originally met, became great friends. Our husbands are still really great friends to this day. It's where they go on more trips together to go golfing than Bree and I do. That is kind of how we met and the origin of SummerLed. I'll let Pri speak more to that. That's just kind of like our origin of us connecting from the get-go.
Yeah, no, it really did start as a friendship, which, you know, in any relationship, it's great to have that base of friendship.
Yeah.
The origin story of SummerLed. So I have been working in marketing for a while, and Jordan was working in the design world. And my husband, we were both investing in long-term rentals, and we decided to make that switch into short-term rentals. At that point, my marketing mind was like, okay, short-term rentals, this is promoting a business. It's not just long-term rentals where you have a property, someone comes in and rents and they furnish it themselves, but this is a marketing and a business. And so I came up with this good plan, the strategy for my properties when we started in investing. I looked at the competition. I looked at why people are coming to the area, all this good research. But then I felt a little bit stuck because while I love creativity and design, I'm not an interior designer. And so that's where Jordan came in. I'm like, oh, I have this one friend who's so talented. And luckily she said yes to helping me design my first few short-term rentals. And we just loved it. That's where SummerLed organically started. We just said, you know what? There's a gap in the space for this data-driven short-term rental design. Why don't we join forces and start offering this unique service to others? And so that for SummerLed officially started a little over 2 years ago. And since then, we've designed over 500 short-term rentals and we've grown a team. And yeah, everything just came, felt like organically, but also has been a lot of work and a lot of fun.
What is data-driven design? Define that for our listeners and for me.
When you're designing a short-term rental, it's really important to take your own emotions out of it. Like any business and marketing, you know, you need to understand your target audience. You need to understand your competitors, understand what's working, and design based on that data. And so when we run our market research, we are looking at the top competitors in the area. Short-term rental in and of itself, we have found it's a very evolving industry. So we look to competitors in the short-term rental space, but then we go a little broader too and look at other hotels in the area and restaurants and, you know, other kind of hospitality industries and what's working well for them, and just running as much analysis, grabbing as much data on amenities and what amenities are worth investing in, so that all of that strategy and research is done before the design. And the design is just the magic, you know, making it happen. But we're not, our designers are not going in there and saying, oh, this is what we like, this is what we think is cute. It's designed based on data and a target audience.
You've done like 500 at this point plus. So I have a question for you as it relates to getting our listeners into the mindset right now of removing their emotions and their own personal design aesthetic. Because let's be honest, and this is where I want you to kind of like share with me your findings of talking to 500 owners. How does one do that? A lot of our listeners probably get started because this is their creative outlet. They love the fact that they get, you know, 5-star reviews for having a clean space and a really well-made bed and a beautiful home. This is their way of flexing their creative muscles. So Bri, how did you do this? Like when you brought on Jordan and you met data with actual, like what could work in terms of making that guest avatar, that person that you're trying to come into your space, resonate with them to get them to book. What are some mindset shifts you had to make? How do you talk your clients into, I know you want this, but here's what the data is saying?
Yeah, it's always fun to get that male client and we pitch him on a bachelorette and they're like, okay, a bachelorette property. They're like, okay, sure, I think whatever is going to make me the most money. No, but I agree, especially, you know, women, we love that creative outlet. And so you're like, oh, I just like, this is my baby. I want to own it. I want to be proud of it. But you still can. I would say the mindset shift is, you know, even us as individuals, we're not stuck creatively in just one design aesthetic. You know, you probably have your personal home design aesthetic, but just imagine yourself as a traveler. When you're going to a cabin town, you don't want to like step into your own house. You want to step into this like cozy, nostalgic, like cabin property. Or if you're going on a trip with your girlfriends, you want it to be fun and cutesy. And like each individual has different aesthetics depending on their circumstances. And so I think it actually is really fun and creative to step in the shoes of your target audience. You still can imagine yourself as that person and design for them. So I think you still can flex that creative muscle and not totally give away yourself and your stamp on it. but just putting yourself completely in the shoes of your target audience.
I love that. Thinking about the person you're going to serve and what is going to truly move them when they get into the space. I have one question for Jordan real quick is, Jordan, before you started SummerLed, were you doing residential design?
Yeah. Yeah. So I came from a residential design background. I actually started my career in Park City, Utah, which is actually a very vacation heavy location. So even though I was in residential, I found myself doing short-term rentals all the time. It was kind of one aesthetic over and over and over again. It was that kind of mountain modern aesthetic, like what Bree was saying. You know, when people come to Park City, they want to have that feeling of Park City. They want to put on that persona of that Park City, you know, ski bunny kind of persona and personality for the week. And so although that was before I got into short-term rentals, it really did kind of help me put in on that hat and that mindset of, okay, who are these travelers? So that's kind of where I started my career. And then it obviously just kind of evolved here with Bree into something that is just investment mindset focused.
Let's dig into what are some mistakes? Let's help our listeners out. Like, what are some of the biggest mistakes that you see short-term rental owners when they're designing their property that you kind of see over and over and over again?
Yeah, well, I think that very first one of, you know, putting themselves into the project or the property is the number one mistake. What we start off with every single client is to look at the numbers, look at the competitors, look at the local inspiration. And I think that really will curb a lot of their personal preference insertion into the project as a whole, because they're investors, they want to see that return on investment. And so that is why we dive into those things before we even dive into the overall design. So I would say inserting themselves into the project, my personal preference over that target audience is that number one mistake that we see time and time again. And then just not doing your research. You know, if you aren't looking at the competitors and what they're doing, and you're not looking at what is really making your competitors competitive and successful in that target or in that given market, then that is, you know, you're just leaving so much money on the table because you're just kind of shooting in the dark. We want to make sure that you are well informed. And so I would say those top two things are the biggest mistakes that we see. I would say the third is not having a set design style and plan before you just start furnishing. We call this what we call like the home goods special of just, okay, I now have this property. I want to get it up and running right away. So you run to TJ Maxx and Home Goods and Target, and you just try to get as much stuff to fill this property. And that I think is a huge mistake because you want to have a plan. You want to know exactly how much you're going to be spending on furnishings and accessories and everything in a spreadsheet before you actually hit purchase on everything. You know, so have a design in mind, have it be influenced by your target audience, do your research, and don't just go to Home Goods and throw it all together. We love Home Goods, but just not for all the pieces that you need. So I would say those are my top three that we just cringe at whenever we see an investor kind of fall into one of those mistakes.
I would say don't give all your secrets away, but honestly, even when you do, I don't think people are, I still know that they're going to want to come to you for a consultation, but where are you getting the data from? That's my first question. But then my next question is, you mentioned Park City and how there's that modern cabin feel, that modern vibe there. How do you know that you're not going to look like everyone else in your marketplace? How do you use what's working, but still stand out? But first, tell us where you get the data from to even know where to go.
Yeah, no, for sure. So the data, we have an entire strategy deck and plan, and it's just plugging and playing. And then the beginning, I would say 75% of our strategy deck is the data, and the last 25% is the plan based on the data. So we don't want to jump to conclusions quite yet, but we get our data a lot of times from AirDNA, and this helps us just look at those competitors in the area. So we'll search, you know, in your zip code. Sometimes a zip code is good enough, and sometimes you have to go a little bit broader because we need numbers to get good data. We set certain filters to filter out that bad data. And then we'll look at the top competitors, and AirDNA gives us some just already, you know, tidbits of like how many guests are they sleeping, but it doesn't give us every amenity detail. Like it won't say, oh, this has a karaoke stage. You know, that still is like a human effort to go in there and look through the photos and take notes. We look at bed arrangements. We look at how many guests they're sleeping. We look at the amenities that they're offering, and we take notes on the competitors' designs. And we're only looking at the top competitors, because we have seen that to stay competitive in this industry, it's best to position yourself at the top. And that's also the way to optimize the money putting into it if you're getting that higher return. And then it will keep you successful for years to come because we're evolving. This industry is changing quite a bit. We will use ChatGPT for some things like seasonality or what are some common reoccurring events in this area. And then we'll look at hotels in the area, restaurants in the area. And that's more for design inspiration and what aesthetics they're offering. Finally, we'll use AirDNA. We'll go back to AirDNA and we'll look at a comparable market. If the market that we're looking at isn't the most competitive and doesn't have the most interesting amenities, we can look at a comparable market that pulls in the same audience, but is maybe a more competitive market to say, okay, you know, I'm in this small cabin town, but let me look to a bigger cabin town market. What amenities are they offering that I could introduce to my cabin town, but I know it has the same demographic coming? And then the point where we start to jump into the conclusion is we decide on that target audience. And then everything else is kind of falling into place from there of how can we serve that target audience.
Hey, hosts, are you ready to optimize your short-term rental revenue here in 2025? If your listing isn't converting lookers into bookers, let's figure out why. We're excited to invite you to our live, booked and profitable bootcamp from January 8th until January 16th. In this bootcamp, we'll guide you step-by-step to uncover what it takes to have scroll-stopping photos in 2025. We'll help you understand how to write titles and descriptions that convert. You'll understand what Airbnb's algorithm really wants, and you'll finally understand how to read and track analytics so you can be confident your adjustments are working.
It's live, it's actionable, and by the end of this bootcamp, you'll have a listing that stands out and books up.
Secure your spot with Annette, me, and our in-house revenue manager. We'll have three live trainings and a private community so you can get the hands-on help you need every step of the way. Head to thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp to save your spot today.
If you like our podcast, you are going to love this bootcamp opportunity, and we cannot wait to meet you. So head to thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp and make this your most profitable year yet.
Do you have a statistic on a investor that chooses to work with you over either self-designing or choosing just an interior designer, not short-term rental investor specific? Is there an average return more or like an increase in the daily rate? What are some of those data numbers that you can give if someone chooses to work with you on the design?
No, definitely. It depends heavily on the market that they're in and the house that they choose. That's what we have, you know, no control over. And also we have no control over their pricing strategy and their property management. So there's a whole puzzle and we're a big piece of it, but not everything. But they can expect a 30 to 50% increase in their ROI just based on all these analysis that we run. When people get on a consultation call with us, we look over an investment analysis and determine the ROI on design for their specific market. And we'll do this again by looking at AirDNA and running case scenarios of, okay, if you were to design it yourself, do a little DIY, you know, maybe you're not a designer or you feel like you won't have the strategy. Maybe you fall in like that average range versus with summer-led, we will get people at least to the 75th percentile in their market, a lot of times higher, but we say 75th. So we'll run those different scenarios of what is your ROI on design. And it is typically 30 to 50% increase in your ROI.
I love that. And that's where it's like, I feel like this episode is so important of really, we've never dug in so much to the data and what that increase really impacts your every single nightly stay. This is what we love too about the design is it's this compound effect. It's not just that one reservation, it's each and every reservation every single month, year after year. Obviously you're going to need to refresh it, but like, I think a lot of people try to skimp in the beginning. They just want to get open. And it's like, no, this really can change the trajectory of your bottom line from when you start to, you know, for years to come.
Really quick to that, like, what design has a big impact on is the booking lead time, because we want to set our clients up for a unique stay in your market and a sought after stay, not like a default stay that last minute people are like, oh, okay, I'll book this property. No, we want your lead time to be months in advance. And that way you can price it a lot higher if you are like the unique property that everyone's looking for.
Well, I think also when investors kind of get started, they try to save money right off the bat. You know, it's a big cost to purchase a home and furnish it. But when you look at it as an overall investment, that design is an investment that you're going to see a higher ROI if you invest in design from the upfront. Then, you know, it's just kind of shifting out that mindset of, okay, this is an investment, not an expense. You need to furnish your property no matter what. So might as well do it right from the beginning.
You mentioned something that I want to dive into a little further, because I think it's something that a lot of people could maybe make a change quickly and easy, something that any listener could do. You mentioned reviewing bed configurations. This is a pro tip that I think some people right now could maybe see an impact in immediately if they made some of these changes. So let's define the bed configuration and what do you see and what's working best, or things that our listeners can maybe make a change for the new year.
I think this is a really great topic because so many times we see listings that are performing under their potential because they don't have the correct bed count or they're not looking to their competitors. We also see listings that are just cramming in as many beds as they can, which that's the opposite effect. I think that's also leaving money on the table as well. That's where it goes back to our market research, looking at the competitors, looking at your target audience, and then determining what is their goal here with booking your listing. And so let's say it's a girl group. You don't want to be jumping onto a top bunk. Women don't want to be crammed into one or two bedrooms, even though it has enough beds. You need to take into consideration, okay, if it's a group of women, let's maybe opt for a double clean room instead of full over full bunks. Whereas if you're in a market that is very family focused, where it's going to be maybe multi-generational families or two families coming into one property, that's where bunks are a little bit more appropriate. You're throwing the teenagers or a bunch of kids into a bunk room. And so that's where it just is very important to look back at your target audience. What are their goals? What are they seeking after? And then looking at the property as a whole. How many bedrooms are there? What is a really appropriate configuration for getting enough beds where you are competitive for another 5-bedroom home in the area, but without overcrowding or kind of under delivering? So it really is finding that sweet spot at the very beginning before you start the overall design.
What are you seeing as impactful? Once you have a beautiful space, then you have to capture it with photography to then have that listing that's going to hopefully convert a looker into a booker. When it comes to that photography, what are you seeing that's working these days?
Yeah, I love this one. Photography is something that I see a big shift in the short-term rental space where, you know, started with people taking iPhone pictures and then, okay, like a real estate photographer, but now it's getting more into like a specialty photographer that is selling the experience, not just selling the wide angle real estate listing. So I would say, if, you know, another tip is go in with a photography plan and be very selective with your photographer to reach the overall feeling that you're selling in the home. Because we work with a variety of photographers. Even if you look at our social media, different projects look different in photography, and that's on purpose. So some brighter and more vibrant properties will go with that photography style, which is more like traditional real estate. But if we're going to work with a real estate photographer, we definitely brief them and make sure that they are able to get not just the wide angles, but the close-up shots that sell the home and like the little details and experiences. But then if you're going to go into like a cabin town, we sometimes opt for more like a moody photographer. We look at the photographer's portfolio and make sure that they can capture fire really well and a moody fire pit scene or string lights or like a fireplace, you know, things like that. Another thing that we are implementing and we see other competitors doing as well is putting models into the photos, which I think this is extremely impactful. And just psychologically from that marketing perspective, when you're scrolling and you see people interacting, especially with the amenities of your property, whoever is the looker can like imagine themselves or their group in the place that makes it just feel more like that realistic. And it's more likely to convert into the booker. I love that. I'm like using that now, the looker to the booker. But photography is so impactful. At Summerled, we have, you know, two services, but our one that is more, you know, white glove, we do it for you. We have our project management team on that. We also have our marketing team come up with a photography strategy and a shot list, because you don't want to invest so much into the design and this beautiful property and then fall flat on the photos. Please do not do that. And you just need to take it all the way. And photos are so important.
I'm saying this out of love to everyone listening, because Annette and I can certainly raise our hand with this. This is what happens with short-term rental investors. They get excited that they're going to do it. And then you're all hopped up on whether it's finding the money and then finding the property. And then you get to the closing table and you like almost feel that sense of relief, but really you're just beginning. And then you start just getting that fatigue of decision making. And it's that when you're just getting started. Now you have the product, but you have to be able to market it and you have to be able to tell your potential guests, like, this is why you specifically want to stay here. And like you said, widen that booking window so that you can be the decision maker in your market. You can set the pricing, you can set your own success and really drive your own ADR. It doesn't even matter what everyone else is doing because you're at the cream of the crop. But it happens where you get to like, okay, all that research, all those design decisions, which design aesthetic do you go with? Okay, now I have to actually take photos. Oh, now I have a shot list and I have to do all this work to get to that point of actually putting it on the market to be booked. It's quite exhausting, but that's the cool thing is that Summer could come in and help us at that point to make sure we're not dropping the ball at the most critical point of actually taking it to the finish line so we can start to make money, like Annette said, where it compounds month after month, year after year. Okay, found the property. Oh, I know what market I'm going to be in. I found the property. And I want the sooner I get open, the better. But I also don't want to be hasty in getting it live. I want to make sure it's a good product. If someone is listening right now, like, how do you help them with that?
Yeah, well, basically what we say for whatever service that you use with us is that you will never have to make any design decisions. So you can make the decisions on, okay, where you're investing, you know, the property as a whole, you know, even my property management at the end of the day. But for all design, we will make those decisions for you. And I think that really will alleviate some of that decision fatigue, like what you said, because it is a lot. You know, we know it is a lot of products, a lot of things to consider when you are listing a property for maybe the first time. You're a first time investor or even a seasoned investor, you will know how much work it really is. And so we have two different service offerings. One that Bree mentioned is more of a white glove done for you service. But I would say our most popular is our virtual design service, where you get on the phone with us when you are under contract on a property. When everything is looking good and want to move forward, we will get you on our design calendar. Once we get started on the actual design, it is a 2-week turnaround time. You will get all of your deliverables in 2 weeks time, and then it's virtual. So you would be the one project managing once you get all of those deliverables. You can guarantee from us that it's always a 2-week turnaround time. So then it's up to you then at that point to start the ordering, you know, get everything to the property. And we're only sourcing things that are in stock, ready to ship. So it's about a 5-week turnaround once you get that deliverable from us, from when it technically could go live. And so we have designed our whole strategy and our deliverable and our service with that in mind.
Growing your team is not just about freeing up your time. It's a sign that your business is really taking off. I know when we finally decided it was time to hire, and it was such a nerve-wracking decision to make. But when we did, we could have never imagined the positive impact it would have on our time and on our goals.
I think a lot of us feel that we should be able to handle everything ourselves, but there's power in knowing when to bring in help. And that's where Extent Team comes in. They're experts in providing remote team members who specialize in hospitality and understand the unique needs of the short-term rental world, like guest communication, reservations, and even bookkeeping.
And here's the thing. Hiring isn't just about doing more. It is about doing better. With a team, you get to focus on what you're great at, while your Extend team member supports you on the rest. It's a win-win that helps you keep growing while keeping your standards high.
So if you're ready to bring on a team member and really level up, check out Extend Team. They make hiring easy, professional, and empowering, and you won't believe how affordable they've made it for hosts with one property or hosts with multiple properties.
Click the link in the show notes to book your free demo today with Extend Team and see how they can support your hosting business.
What if an investor doesn't want to, and maybe in this virtual package, I'm just wondering, do you tell them like, hey, you really need to update a bathroom or a kitchen? Or what if there's something, but obviously you can do the design, but do you ever have that conversation when you're doing the market research where it's just like, you really need to update something on the property? Will you have that honest conversation with them? Is that part of the data that you could give to them? Or is it like, this is as is and you just design or what they're working with?
No, definitely. My husband and I, the way that we invest and work together in our investment portfolios, he is finding the properties, doing the underwriting, kind of passes it on to me. I mean, I still approve of them. I'm like, yeah, looks good, ready to move forward, but then passes it on to me and my team for the middle chunk of the design and the property management or project management. And he does the property management. But he brought me one that I was like, oh, I don't know. It's kind of a gross house. It was like a triplex, essentially, like had three units and super outdated. The cabinet, it was just kind of gross. And I was almost embarrassed to give it to my team. It was a great investment. Like the numbers really looked good. And that happens a lot. And it's okay. People come to us like, we're not going to judge. We're like, no, this was a good investment. Like, good for you for finding this property at a good deal. Our strategy going into it is we wanted to create like a luxury property, but the house was in a certain condition. But we also didn't want to just overspend because renovation can get extremely expensive. And so our strategy on this property and a lot of what we advise for short-term rentals is more of that cosmetic updating. So like painting cabinets, you know, maybe getting new countertops, but going with like a quartz, something that is more budget friendly. And doing updates where the people who are renting it for the short-term rental are feeling comfortable and going to leave you a five-star review. But it's very different than the strategy of a long-term rental or if you're going to buy and get appreciation on the home and sell it later on. Because in those cases, for a long-time stay or someone buying it, they do care a lot about the materials and the kitchen. So it's all discovery and conversation and what is the investor's goal. If they tell us their goal is cash flow and they're trying to take a step back from their day-to-day job, or maybe they want their wife to retire and stay home with the kids, you know, something that's cash flow related, we'll want it to be the design to be to a certain standard, but we won't do a big renovation. If they tell us their goal is to refinance later on or sell the house in the near future, it's a different strategy and we will focus more on the renovation. We're strategizing the entire design and marketing of the property.
All right. So during that strategy session, that's when you could dig in of, is it going to be a true renovation or maybe just some cosmetic? And you'll be able to make those decisions again, based on the data. I remember Sarah and you did an Instagram live. And I just remember there was something really impactful that you were saying, you know, people, like you just said in the kitchen, I feel like a lot of people want to go in and do like this huge kitchen renovation. What's your, when someone's nervous about their kitchen, What do you offer them about that full renovation versus just cosmetic? What do you see the data showing you there, no matter what market you're in?
Yeah, I know kitchen renovations, if your goal is cash flow and it's just a short-term rent investment, the kitchen isn't the priority. It's kind of opposite of like real estate in general, but you want to focus on amenity spaces, like adding, if you're in Arizona, really investing into the backyard and adding a putting green or maybe a pickleball court. Because a pickleball court can be the same price as a kitchen renovation, but you'll see a much higher ROI on that activity because it sets you apart from the competition. People are willing to pay a premium rate because you offer that extra amenity. And the kitchen, it's just a short-time stay. A lot of times people are going out to restaurants. They're not really like living in the kitchen like you would a long-term renter or to someone buying your home. So you want it to look pleasant and not be moldy or, you know, have someone leave like a bad review, but don't invest into a big gut kitchen renovation if that's not your priority to, you know, increase value on the home and your priority is cash flow.
You just also touched on something. Is that something that SummerLed helps with? The outdoor and the amenities, like that design, do you go out on the exterior of the home also? And is that part of the design concepts of amenities from maybe a pool, a hot tub? Is that stuff that you'll say, hey, data's showing us the design needs these outdoor amenities? Is that part of your process also?
Oh, definitely. Yes, it is on every single one of our projects. If you have an outdoor space, we will design it. So virtual or our project management service offering, in that very first strategy call, we will go over all of the amenities. We'll say, okay, all of your competitors have a hot tub, a game room, a movie theater room, you know, whatever it is. And then we will suggest additional amenities to add onto your property so you really stand out. We have a full amenity strategy from that initial call, and then we will implement it in the overall design and make sure that you're hitting all those things to make sure that you are competitive in your market.
Can you give us an example of a project that was really awesome? And tell us about the client. Tell us about the actual like design aesthetic that you went with. And if you can, tell us what happened when SummerLed was done with it. Is there something that comes to mind, like a really cool before and after experience for an investor?
Yeah, I'll share one from the summer. So Matt, the owner of Strike, for the listeners out there who have heard of Strike, go use the platform. It's great. Matt was investing in College Station, total college town, College Station, Texas, for Texas A&M. And he bought a property that was just a student rental before. He used his app to run the investment analysis and could tell from his data it was going to be a good investment property. Then he plugged in the design numbers, saying that if he wants to be at the top of the market, he just understood the design, looking at the competitors, looking at the data, knew that investment was so important because this college town, he wanted to attract the football goers, the people who were really enthusiastic about Texas A&M, because those are like it's a niche audience who is wanting to pay for an experience. So anyways, he hired us and, you know, it was a big investment and he was one of few properties that were really going to crush it in the area that were really going all in into this like experiential design. So while the data was there that he felt confident in the numbers, it still was a newer kind of market and he still had to like take, you know, a little bit of that risk, calculated risk. So anyways, we did it all. And I was there in person for when they saw the reveal, which we don't always get this HGTV moment because it's not someone's personal house, but it totally felt like it with him and his wife and his kids. They came in and she is a Texas A&M alum and she brought her friends and they all were just geeking out over the Texas A&M flair that we put on this house. And it was perfect timing because we had a goal date for it being set up and him to go live on Airbnb by the time the first college game happened. Cause you know, you can't miss out on those game day weekends. And so he got it live, got it listed. And just the numbers, like the booking sizes that he's getting are crazy on these college weekends. And not even just for game day, like he'll get midweek stuff because you still have people coming to the campus for tours or them coming for other events in the area. And now I've had a conversation with him about 6 months later, and it's just totally exceeding his expectations that he is so comfortable now trusting data and trusting numbers and going all in on what the data is telling you.
Any other person who doesn't have a design eye would do obvious Texas A&M things, like maybe a pendant on the wall or maybe, you know, all the glassware has their logo on it. But like, what did Summerled do to make it stand out? Like, what was one of the couple of the cool aspects that you guys did design wise inside the property?
Yeah, I love that call out. And we're more than happy to share the listing with you because the overall design aesthetic is very classy. It doesn't feel kitschy by any means, but it is still very, you know, A&M focused. Yeah. One really fun element is as soon as you walk in the door, we have this big custom mural that was painted by a local artist. And so it was the Aggie Stadium. It had all the colors. It really resonates on an emotional level for any guest who will walk in the door and see that. It is a great welcome. With the overall kind of furniture selection, artwork, everything, we kept it within kind of the school colors, but it's a nice nod, but without being so in your face that it feels cheap by any means. It feels very luxurious. We wanted to attract a higher paying guest avatar. So we wanted to make sure that the design definitely met those standards. A few other kind of fun things that we added, we had in a bedroom, you know, we had footballs kind of mounted to the wall in correlation with like a really great pattern wallpaper. The logo is kind of used throughout. So lots of fun, really elements that definitely allude to that university and those ideal guests who are going to be enjoying the property.
I love that.
I'd say to add on to that really quick is we ran research. That was a very specific target audience, you know, trying to understand. And it's a very loyal audience. We found like these little small details that we incorporated. Like they do like this upside down Longhorn because they're huge rivals with the Longhorns. And like, I don't know, they do that symbol. And so we got these Longhorn, like this art wall mount, and we flipped it upside down. And then we did another great mural in the backyard that was long and went across the entire fence so that a big group could gather and take that Instagram moment. And we had a hot tub and a putting green and outdoor games, a fire pit too. It was like a small kind of more townhome property, but we fit a lot. And just, mm-hmm. I think those details get people excited and then that leads into your reviews and referring your property out and all that good stuff.
We can certainly, living in Columbus, Ohio, and having the Ohio State Buckeyes and doing that. And that's where I can speak to, you didn't just go onto the, you know, university website and look at the logo and the colors, but to dig into who their rivals are. Because I know when I moved here, I'll never forget, ladies, I was driving around Columbus, moved from New York, and I saw a street sign. Like, you know, it's like one of those green signs with the white lettering and it has the name of the street. Well, it was, I don't know what the name of the street was. It was something with the letter M in it and it has a red X over it. And I learned like that's what you do here. You X out the M for Michigan anywhere you can if you're near campus. And it took me until I made a friend here. I was like, why are all your M's X'd out throughout town? It's so weird. But I could see that being a really cool element in a sophisticated Buckeye short-term rental here in Columbus. Those little hints of design that are just like, it's kind of like a Taylor Swift concert where she like drops all these hints that only true fans know about. And that's, I think, what really leads to something being sophisticated, elevated, and good design and not just kitschy. Mm-hmm. Good for you for that. You just mentioning that just shows how much research you must put into these properties to make sure it's actually going to take that next level. Because I'm sure there's other Texas A&M STRs out there, but they're just not like that one.
What do you two think is the most underrated consideration when it comes to design and furnishings?
Oh, man. I mean, this is just more practical, but something where it's upholstery. If you're sourcing a sofa or dining room chairs or something like that, just make sure that it is performance fabric, polyester, something that's really cleanable. We also say that with rugs, you know, make sure that it is polyester, polypropylene, something that is really easy to clean. We definitely take in consideration that this is going to be a rental property. So we're not going to be spending on items that are going to break the bank, but we don't want to spend on items that are going to break after a few uses. So it's kind of finding that good middle ground of durable products and things that are, you know, easily cleanable and make sure that they're good quality for every single guest coming through that door, even with quick turnaround times.
For all of your designs, does Summerled have like a tried and true, do you help with linens and towels? Like, is that something that you like incorporate in part of the design, or are you like, we are white everything, just like hotels? What is, how is that incorporated in your design process?
Yeah, we do. So we do have a great go-to mattress, linens, towels. And so we will source everything that you will see in photos. So that's when we draw the line. We're not going to be sourcing anything for your kitchen setup or, you know, anything like that, but we will source table settings because we want that to be out for photos. So we know it's a kind of fine line between design and property management. So that's kind of where we draw it. You know, if it's going to be in photos, that's what you're going to see in our spreadsheet that we give to you.
Oh.
So we definitely lean into the hospitality kind of feel. We do white everything. There's nothing better than walking into a luxury hotel or a luxury Airbnb and falling into this nice plush white duvet, white pillows, everything like that. It feels very luxe, and you know that it's going to feel really clean as well. What we do to bring interest to bedrooms is fun throw pillows, fun throw blankets, items like that that still bring interest and liveliness to the space, even though everything is white on the bed.
I was really nervous because I'm definitely an all white bedding lady, Annette knows. And I was like, oh my gosh, if they like put me on blast right now, being like, no, we love colored pillowcases.
No, I love that you said that everything that's in photos, because I think that's also where trying to figure out that sourcing of like what is design versus other consumables and things like that, that you would not help with, and they'd have to do that.
That keeps you focused. And I love that you mentioned the property management part, because as a property manager, I am very particular on the things that it's going to take to turn over the property quickly and to make sure that the guests have everything they need to have that stay that we've advertised and promised. So letting the property manager pick those things, I think, is also a way to have a winning property. Let's dig into what you guys offer. You mentioned the two packages, but can we dig into a little bit? And what if someone is just Summerled curious? Can they just talk to you and find out a little bit more? And if are they really a good fit for you?
Yeah. So let's start from the beginning. When you go onto our website, and it's linked in our Instagram bio too, you'll fall on our contact us page. And we have a form that really does put you on the right call with the right person. So if you just want information, like you're going to be investing in the new year or in the future, you can hop on an intro call with us. And that's like 10 or 15 minutes just to give you the rundown, get you familiar with it. And we'll set maybe some follow-up calls if you know you're about to go under contract on a property. And yes, yeah, so that's like the first step. And then once you're under contract, then you get on a full consultation call with us. And that's free. So you book that through our website, or if you already have been in contact with us because you got on an intro call, we just book that with you later down the road. And on that full consultation call, we need a property because we do an underwriting. Like I mentioned earlier, we do an underwriting on what is the ROI on design in your specific market. And so we'll walk you through that underwriting, and we'll give high level stuff, very high level with the strategy. We don't get deep into it because we're not just going to throw ideas around on the consultation call without running all that research and data analysis. We talked about that earlier too, is there's different investors at different stages, and we accommodate all of them, and we try to understand all of them and what's going to be best. You know, if you're a first-time investor and maybe you want to get your hands a little dirty, the virtual design service may be good for you because you can then go through the experience of setting it up, but you don't have to make those decisions on design, which takes a lot off your plate, but you're just ordering and maybe you're managing some furniture builders or building the furniture yourself. And then the investors who are wrapped into what they're doing in their personal life with work and family, and they can't go out, or are like serial investors who are trying to grow their portfolio at a certain rate, it may make sense for them to have us take on the project management. And so those are the two main services. The project management, it's everything that you get with the virtual. So it's all the research and the strategy. And then we design for 2 weeks, like Jordan said, we hand off to you. There is some revision portion too, but we try to be so on the same page. We have lots of conversations up front so we're on the same page with the design direction and the budget. And we don't like to deliver something that you're not expecting. With the project management service, we are ordering everything for you. We're finding the contractors. We're working with them. Some of those contractors are going to get their work done before we send our team out, like painters or wallpaper installers or landscapers, where it is convenient for them to be there without any furniture set up in the house. We send a project manager and a designer to be there with the furniture installation because it's much easier to manage all that chaos in person. And that is really a magical 2 days where everything comes together and the furniture is all built and the artwork is hung and the TVs are mounted. And then our designer is there for we have an entire day set aside for styling, which is really important. And a big benefit of that project management service is that you get us there to style it. That is getting things set up for photos, making it feel like it's alive and not just like a stark living room with nothing on the coffee table. Our designer will also have the shot list set by our marketing team to direct the photographer. The marketing team will have calls with the photographer beforehand and they're choosing the photographer. The designer is just the one there in person to answer questions, kind of bridge that gap. And yeah, that's that service. But one third service that we don't market a lot, and maybe we will a little bit more in the new year, is our branding service. This came up because we are a design and marketing company for short-term rentals. And there are a lot of properties that deserve a great brand. If they're going to be on Instagram or direct booking, we have great graphic designers and we have a marketing team that is designated for our client marketing, not like marketing of our business summer-led. And that branding service, it's really fun. I'm doing it on all my properties now and I'm seeing some success with it because people just have a little bit more trust when they look and they see that there's a great brand attached to your house. So we've added that service recently because we're leaning into the marketing and design of short-term rentals.
So you could really take someone from A to Z in terms of, I mean, you mentioned you're the one, you'll find the contractors in the area. You'll interview them. You'll make sure it fits in with the budget. You'll find the photographer. You'll make sure that fits in their budget. And then you bring the project manager out here to make sure what they said they were going to do, they're going to do. You guys help with all that.
Yeah.
Wow.
The last thing before guests arrive is just that property management gap, adding in the toilet paper and the incidentals and things that you're providing from a property management perspective. But that's all. And then your property's ready to list.
Love that. It sounded like as we wrap up the episode, a trend in 2025. Is going to be brand, continuing to brand your brand properties. What are some other trends that you're seeing that our listeners can start to focus on for the new year?
I think a big trend, just what Bree mentioned, having that lifestyle photos integrated into your listing is something that we are seeing more and more of. We definitely think that is going to be a huge indicator of just separating yourself from your competitors is having, a few sprinkled in lifestyle photos. So you do really resonate with those lookers. So they will be converted to bookers and make sure that they feel kind of like that emotional connection when they're looking at your listing. That's one just right off the top of my head.
I love that.
I think really unique amenities that make it stand out. Like people are like a really good experiential stay would be one that people are posting to their social media or making TikToks about or sending to their friends that I was like, I can only get this amenity at this property. Another one of my projects that's going to be complete early 2025 is a property in Ohio, and it has a pond in the backyard, which a lot of homes I've realized in Ohio do have private ponds, kind of cool. But we're putting on, a putting green, and that may attract, those people who are like, I really want to have that private island chipping experience. Or we've done like karaoke rooms with like stripper pole for like really niche bachelorette properties.
No, that's so funny. So unique, one-of-a-kind experiences in or around the home, and then the lifestyle photos. And what I love about the lifestyle photos, that is something that every single one of our listeners could put on their goal list of getting a new photo. Listen, you are never going to not need new photos. So I think everyone putting that on and like really having a fresh look of, like you said, people in the space, I think that's something that everybody could work on. And they don't even have to like redesign the property, but just have a new way to show people using the already like great design if they have that.
So we can send our listeners to summerleddesigns.com, right? SOMERLEDDESIGNS.com. We'll put the link in the show notes too. And if you go /services, that's where you can check out the two different services. And then when you're on that page, there is a button at the top right that says free consultation too, if you want to just kind of see how that would work for you. And I think if you're listening right now and buying a short-term rental in 2025, first of all, I think it's very cool, ladies, that you came, that you formed your business 2 years ago, because that's about the time when ho-hum, boring short-term rentals went out the window and like, you're not going to be able to do this anymore. Like you're just not. And having your property being branded and marketed and having that be a part of your onboarding experience and have it being a part of your analysis when you're getting a property and you're underwriting it, having that number to plug in so that you know that it actually is a good deal. Because if you don't include the thought process going behind and actually putting the things that need to go in there to get that ADR, then nothing else is going to save it at that point. You're going to have to come back and shut it down and refresh it. Speaking of that, will you refresh someone's property that's already up and running? Will you do that?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, people come to us all the time. Let's say it's a property that's been listed for maybe 5+ years. It might be due for a little bit of a redesign and refresh. Yeah. So yes, we definitely have clients like that.
And that needs to be like a full redesign though, not like a refresh of one room or something. It's like, hey, you got to be ready to make an investment to refresh the whole property. And we know people that are doing this because their properties are outdated. And yes, like you said, maybe they bought it less than 5 years ago, but the market, especially their market that they're in, has changed and they invested in that redesign and they are seeing it on their daily rate. People, they were slowing down. They weren't getting booked. Now they're getting booked again. They're getting booked for more. So if this is something that you want to increase your revenue, design might be the first place for you to look, listeners. Awesome.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for your time. We're going to make sure to put link everything in the show notes. Follow Summer Led on social media too. We're going to put their link in the show notes also, but get inspired by what they're doing and think design matters, but design matters when you link it up with the data. So let's make it happen. We appreciate you, ladies.
Actually, before we head off too, this is a really good segue to remind all of you listening that Annette and I have dedicated this month of January to helping all of you level up all aspects of your online short-term rental listings with our listing boot camp that's happening here in January.
Yeah, it's a listing audit boot camp. You heard us say through this episode, get those lookers to be bookers. And that is what we are going to do during this boot camp. This is for everyone. This is for new hosts. This is for people that have been hosting forever. It is time for you to do a deep dive, learn how to do the listing audit. This is a skill that you will use over and over again the entire time that you're hosting.
We've got a workbook. We've got live trainings, and not just one. We've got 3 plus a private group where after these live trainings are taking place, we can all get in there, Annette, myself included, our team, to help you make tweaks. If you've been hosting for a long time, it's very likely that you've let your listing kind of, maybe you made a few tweaks over the time, but why not take January to go into all of your listings and audit them and make sure that they are really resonating? And we're going to go over photos. We're going to go over listing description. We're going to teach you how to read analytics and how to track your analytics so you can actually see if what you're doing is moving the needle. And it is for a steal of a deal. Save your seat. It is $49 to hang out with us for almost 2 weeks and go all in on your listing audit. Thanks for visiting.com/bootcamp. Save your seat. We're going to get to see your face. If you've listened to us for years, you've never hung out with us, whether in life or on any of our workshops, now is the time.
Let's go.
Thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp. But with that, I am Sarah Carracane.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.